Rabbi Pesach Frank, in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi, was asked back in 1957 when on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, in his words, Yarad Sheleg Gadol in Yerushalayim, and he was asked with regard to whether the snow is muktza or not. So Rav Frank responds by saying it is clear from halacha that certainly snow that fell before Shabbos is not muktza b'chlal. That's b'feirish, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Gemara says, Ein mirazkin loas ha-sheleg v'loas ha-barad b'Shabbos b'shvil sheyazuvu meimav. That there is an iser to crush snow or ice on Shabbos in order to turn it to liquid. What's the reason for that? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says the reason is because it looks like one is creating water on Shabbos. Rashi refers to that as an iser of molid. It looks like a malacha that you're creating water on Shabbos. And the Rashba argues there in Shabbos Nun Aleph and says, no, the reason why you can't crush ice or snow and to turn it to water on Shabbos is because it's a gzeira drabanan. We're concerned that if you're allowed to crush snow and ice and turn it to liquid, people might come to take fruit and squeeze that for the juice. And that, of course, is an issur d'oraisa. One is not allowed to do schita on peros to squeeze it to extract the liquid. Depending on the fruit, it might be an issur d'oraisa, it might be an issur drabanan, but it's usur certainly. And the Rashba holds it, therefore the Isser drabanan of crushing snow or ice into water is a gzera to prevent one from coming to perform schitas peros. So either way, says Tzvi Pesach Frank, that's halacha quote in Simon Shin Chaf, but you see very clearly that there's no isser muktza on snow that fell before Shabbos. The only concern is crushing it. And the Gemara there as well, the Shulchan Aruch, tells us that although you can't crush it, you're allowed to, let's say, take some ice and put it into a cup of wine, says the Shulchan Aruch, or a cup of water. If you want to cool off your drink, you can put some ice cubes into it. You're not actively crushing it. It's going to melt in the process. Doesn't matter. It's not active crushing. Doesn't look like you're crushing something, liquefying something. Doesn't look like you're creating liquid. That's permissible. But the Har Tzvi says, you see very clear, there's no isser muktza on the snow that certainly fell before Shabbos. What about, though, the snow that fell on Shabbos? Is that muktza? So here's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says. Well, another halach in Shulchan Aruch. This is in Simen Shin Lamed Ches. And in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch here tells us as follows. Shulchan Aruch says that it is mutter to place a kli under dripping water on Shabbos. And if the kli fills up, you can pour it out, put the kli back. Provided, says the Shulchan Aruch, that dripping water is at least usable for washing purposes. As long as that dripping water is usable for the very least washing purposes, or says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's usable for your animal to drink from, then the water is not muktza, and therefore you can use a kli to catch that water on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, he says, rain that falls on Shabbos is not muktza, nor is it nolad, and you can use it to drink from, you can use it to wash from, to wash with, and therefore one can also collect it in a kli and then pour it out. If you don't want to get on the floor when you have a leak and it starts to rain on Shabbos, you can collect that water in a kli to prevent it from spilling all over the place. So says Frank, you see very clearly that the rain that falls on Shabbos is not muktza, it's not a problem of nolad, and the same would be true, he writes, with regard to snow also, no shaila of nolad, it is not muktza mishum nolad. Now that's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's psak. Interestingly, however, it seems that Shlomo Zalman was not as convinced. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, although it does not appear that he was concerned for Nolad, nonetheless, Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner in his Sefer Tiltulei Shabbos writes that he asked of Shlomo Zalman, what's the status of snow in terms of Muktzah on Shabbos? And he prints the tshuva he got from Shlomo Zalman as follows. The question he asks, the way he posed the question is like this. The Gemara says in Nida on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says that Sheleg is inherently neither food nor drink. It's not Ochel, it's not Mashke. So says the Gemara, Nida Yud Zayin, quoting a Mishnah. And if one thinks to eat it, it's still not metame tumas ochlim, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara there. If one thinks to drink it, then it would have the status of mashke in terms of being metame tumas mashkin. So Rabbi Bodner quoted this Gemara Nidi Yitzayin Amin Aleph. He asks Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if inherently snow is neither ochel nor mashke. Yes, if you think about drinking it, then it has the status like Abitumah Batara as mashke. But inherently, it's neither ochel nor mashke. So is it muksa machmas gufo? It's neither food nor drink. Maybe it should be like rocks. It should be like dirt that has no inherent purpose. In which case, it would be muksa on Shabbos. So even if you don't assume it's nolad, because rain that falls on Shabbos is not nolad, maybe it should be muksa midin, muksa machmas gufo. So Shlomo Zalman responded as follows. Shlomo Zalman writes to him, Yitachen shesheleg dino kitzroros v'avanim. It's possible, he says, that it has the status of rocks, stones, pebbles. And he says, therefore, if the clouds formed on Yom Tif, I guess is what he's addressing, which means you didn't have any da'as beforehand to use this no bechlal. You weren't expecting it, only started getting cloudy and snowing on Yom Tif, so you didn't set it aside for any use. If that's the case, he says, l'chore, it should be, perhaps, yitachen, perhaps muktza machmas gufo, like tzoros v'avanim. Shlomo Zalman writes, afal gav shenohu gleheter. He acknowledges that the minhag olam is that people don't treat snow as muktza, but he says, ein ze kol kach pashut. Not so pashut. It's an interesting formulation. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is not sure, it seems, that it's so simple to treat snow as not being muksa. Maybe it's muksa machmas gufo, like tzoros v'avanim. After all, the Gemara Nida says that there is no inherent status of ochel nor of mashke. So I said, Bader, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman. So that's a good question. I had a Talmud over yesterday from Montreal, and he said to me that in Montreal, it's standard practice if you want to have a snow cone in the winter, they just go out, collect some snow from the outside, pour some maple syrup on it, of course, Canadian maple syrup, and they enjoy it. So although the Gemara says that it's not inherently ochel, apparently in some places it is considered a very tempting ochel. So I wonder if that has an impact on Shlomo Zalman's psak. I'm sure in Eretz Yisrael, they never thought of pouring maple syrup on their snow. I don't know. Apparently, Canadians are a unique breed. You never know. Maybe it has status of ochel there. Toronto, I don't remember that. But Montreal, where they, I guess, have more snow than Toronto, that seems to be common practice. So it's interesting, Shabbat, because in the Orchos Shabbos, he writes that we don't find in earlier poskim that they speak of snow as being muktza. Now, why not? I mean, in Europe for centuries, Klal Yisrael lived in places where there was plenty of snow. And no one in the earlier poskim says snow is muktzah. Yechor should have been somewhere in the earlier poskim. So he suggests the reason is because back in the day when they would collect water from rivers, from wells, he says it was common practice to use snow and to let it melt into water and to drink it. So if that was standard practice, then the snow was considered usable. It was considered perhaps muchan l'shimush. It wasn't considered muktzah machmas gufo. It was considered that everyone used it. So maybe that's why in earlier poskim they assumed it's not muktzah, it's pashut that it's usable. But he suggests that now that we don't use the water, the snow as water anymore, whether it's because of pollution or concerns, or just because we don't need to use it anymore. So maybe now there's more of a svara to say that it's muktzah machmas gufo. There's no use for it. No, he wasn't addressing those living up in Canada. He was addressing the, I guess, Eretz Yisrael standard practice. So might depend on whether you view it as inherently useless, in which case it's more of a svara, say it's mukhtar machmas gufo, or whether you view it as, you know, everyone views it as something which is usable for snow cone treats or the like, in which case maybe it would not be mukhtar machmas gufo. So that might be the shayla here, in terms of whether you view the snow as mukhtar machmas gufo or not. But once again, Shlomo Zalman, little hesitant to be matirit, whereas Rabbi Pesach Frank, clearly comfortable saying that it is not mukta. And Rabbi Bodner then quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein as saying that it's mukta, number one, because like Shlomo Zalman said, we don't have the common practice of using snow for any real purpose nowadays. And Rav Moshe goes a step further to suggest there might be no lud if it fell on Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman wasn't willing to ask it means no lud. He was willing to say it's muktzah machmas gufo. Rav Moshe apparently felt that it is muktzah mishum no lud, which again, Rav Pesach Frank again disagreed with. So seems like a machlokas haposkim, contemporary poskim, whether one views it as muktzah, and if that's so, whether it's midin no lud, or whether it's midin muktzah machmas gufo, or whether no, like Rav Pesach Frank said, not muktzah bechlal. Whether it fell before Shabbos or on Shabbos, not muktzah either way. It's no different than rainwater. It's not nolad. It's not muktzah at all. Okay, so that is a machlokas haposkim in terms of the status of snow with regard to muktzah. With regard to assuming you hold it's not muktzah, whether one is allowed to form it into snowballs or snowmen or the like, so there, even those poskim who are not concerned for the muktzah, there are those that are still concerned for potential lachik issues with forming it into snowballs or snowmen. What would be the issue there, potentially, for those who are concerned about that concern? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Lachavav, writes, Shekol ha-makabetz chelek el chelek v'dovak hakol. Anyone who accumulates or gathers and connects together one portion to another, ad sheyasu guf echad, until it becomes one entity, one unit, hareza doma lebinyan. That's like binyan, says the Rambam. He's talking about making cheese on Shabbos, but that's his definition of binyan. So contemporary poskim write that perhaps based on that, one should be concerned that making a snowball, making a snowman, where you're mekabetz chelek al chelek v'dovak hakol at sheyasu guf echad, maybe that would be a concern of bona, or at least doma lebinyan, potentially. So therefore, even those who are mekel that it's not muksa, again, there are some poskim, not all, but some that are concerned that this might be a shiloh of bona to put together the snow into some sort of guf echad. The Orach HaShabbos takes it one step further, and he suggests that if you're making a, you know, perfectly designed snowman, you might even have a shayla of tsar tsura, of kosev concerns. You're making a form, making an image on Shabbos, potentially. He's not convinced about that, but he suggests that in the footnote that might be a shayla as well. So, once again, machlokas haposkim, contemporary poskim, Tzvi Pesach Frank on the one hand, Rav Moshe on the other, Shlomo Zalman perhaps in the middle, with regard to the issue of muktzah on snow. Is it midin nolad? Is it midin muktzah machmas gufo? Is not muktzah at all? And then the potential concerns of bona with regard to the mekabetz chelik o chelik, bedavak hakol achiasu guf echad.